Hey, everybody, Susan Michon here, the Techie Mentor. Just a big thank you for listening to this podcast, the Virtual Assistant Tips, Tricks, and Advice channel, where I share all things virtual assistant every week with no fluff, just the stuff that gets results. Hello, my friends, and welcome to this week's podcast episode. Today's topic is what I would like to call niching down. And so I want to take a minute just to explain to you what it is, why it's important, you know, how to find yours, where to get started, and just have an understanding of kind of marketing 101, because this is truly foundational stuff when it comes to building a long-term successful business. So first off, I'm going to teach niching down differently than most everybody else does. And let me tell you what I mean. To me, niching down is there's three components or pieces to this. There's your target, your niche, and then traits. Let me explain to you what I mean by each of these. So a target is basically who you target when it comes to marketing. So this is your focus. This is an industry or a profession, okay? Your niche is what you do or what services you offer. And then the traits have to do with the human traits or personality traits that you enjoy working with. Those are the three things that are going to be what I call niching down. Why is this so important? Well, it has to do with specializing. Okay. First of all, not everyone is your client. Even though they can use your services, it doesn't mean that they're your client. Just because they can pay for your package doesn't mean that they're your client. This is a relationship-based business, and everything starts and ends there. There are people that will be a good fit for you and people that won't. Doesn't make them a bad person, just makes it a bad fit. So it's really important to identify not only the target that you're after, but also the traits in the individual that you enjoy. For instance, you like somebody who is communicative, organized, has a positive mind, who is flexible and fun, versus I'll share the traits that I can't work with because it's just not a good fit for me. Things like micromanager or what I call firefighter, which is somebody whose hair is always on fire and everything is urgent and needed to be done yesterday. I don't work well with those type of people. And how do I know that? Well, I've looked at people I've worked with in my corporate job, but I also had clients that fit under that. And I saw it wasn't a good relationship for either one of us. So it is real important for you to understand that this is the foundation of marketing. And if you're going after small business owners or entrepreneurs or solopreneurs, you're going to have a really hard time getting noticed because there are millions and millions of those. So think of it this way. When it comes to targeting your market, so picking a profession or industry, it's so much easier to be heard, you know, when you're trying to speak to a million people than it is when you're trying to speak to 50 million people. It's a numbers game, my friend. And I know it's hard. This is one of the hardest things for most people is niching down, is who do I target? Well, look at what are you passionate about? What do you enjoy doing? Where are your hobbies? Where's your expertise? What industries have you worked in before? And so let me explain to you what I mean by industry or profession, okay? An industry can be a broad industry such as coaching or health and wellness or legal, right? So that's an industry. Now you can certainly start there because that's certainly better than small business owner. Okay, because the reason that you target is because you need to get in front of your audience. You can't get in front of small business owners. There's too many of them. You'll never get heard. You'll get drowned out in the crowd. So you have to pick an industry. So the VA industry is an industry as well. So coaching, health and wellness, legal, finance, those are all industries. And that's a great place to start. But if you really want to make a difference and really want to get noticed and stand up from the crowd, you want to look at moving or niching down to a profession. So let's say you picked the coaching industry. So what would be a profession in the coaching industry? A business coach? A health coach? Right? A finance coach? A mindset coach? A life coach? That's a specialization, and that's really what you should be targeting in your marketing. So you think, well, I don't know anything about life coaching. Well, you don't have to. You're not coaching. You're not doing life coaching, but you're helping them with whatever specialty that you have, whatever skills you have, you know, whether it's WordPress or copywriting or graphics. So industry or profession. So another example would be the health and wellness industry. You want to pick a profession. That could be a yoga instructor or a yoga studio. That could be a nurse practitioner, could be a chiropractor. Again, very focused. It's niching down. So you would start by niching down to an industry and then niche down further into a specific profession. You can even go further. In fact, the more niche down you are, the more successful you'll be. And I know that's counterintuitive. Here's the thing. Don't believe the myths or your mindset that tells you, well, if I target my marketing, you know, I'm going to have to turn away business. No, because you won't have any business to turn away. I hate to break it to you, but it's much harder if you know niche down. So start with an industry and then move to a profession. And you could even go further down. So let's say I picked the coaching industry. I decided to go with business coaches. So now I'm going to say I'm going to further niche down to be women business coaches that work with other women. You're thinking, wow, that's really niche down. Well, yeah, it's the difference in getting in front of 500 people and getting in front of 5 million people. Those 500 people are going to hear my message. Those 5 million aren't. So the further you niche down, the more successful you will be. And I don't expect you to niche all the way down when you're first starting. Start with an industry. And then as you get more comfortable, start to niche down because you might get a little bit more comfortable in a specific industry. And it can be an industry that you're passionate about. Maybe you're passionate about, you know, dogs. Well, there's tons of online dog businesses, right? There's pretty much an online business for anything you can think of. Okay, so that's niching down your target. Now, your niche is your services, and it's really important to specialize because if you specialize, it's really easy for people to understand what you do. If you're an admin, much more difficult because an admin can be do a number of things. So you really want to look at specializing. Now, that doesn't mean you specialize in only one thing. You can specialize in two or three things. I was WordPress and Infusionsoft, and I also did project management. Much easier to explain to somebody what you do instead of saying you're a VA because they don't know what that is or they think it's an admin, which is not the case. And then lastly were those traits I talked about. So not only are you looking at a target, you know, that profession or industry or profession, you're also looking at the individual. What traits do you like to work with? Okay, this is foundational stuff when it comes to marketing. And this is how successful VAs find clients. They don't hang out in VA groups and partake in the feeding frenzy that are job posts. They actually go out and find where their clients are, those, you know, their target is, and they start getting in front of them and start sharing their expertise through content marketing or Q&A or whatever it might be. So where do you start? Well, I would say you start niching down. Start with your target, right? Start looking at industries and professions. And then what is your niche? And then what are the traits? And the easiest thing for me is always to make a list of no traits. I know the things I don't like. It's easier for me to identify those than to make a list of all the things that I do. And if you're not sure, think of people you've worked with in the past. You know, people that you worked really well with and people you didn't. And what were the traits that stand out on either side of that? Those are things that you're going to want to keep your eye on when you're doing your discovery session calls, you know, interviewing potential clients. But you can't interview them if you can't get in front of them, and you can't get in front of them and let you niche down. All right, so hopefully this has helped you get a sense of how to niche down. This is something I teach in much more detail in my VA Success System. If you're interested in that, I've got a link below for you. Make sure you sign up to find out more about that. But this is foundational marketing, and this is really what the difference is when it comes to long-term success. This is a true strategy that all online businesses use. They embrace marketing and all things digital marketing, which is also what I teach in my VA Success System. So be sure to check that out. Anyway, I hope you found this helpful. I would love to hear who your target market is or what your niche is. Feel free to leave a comment on my podcast. And if you're not a subscriber, I invite you to subscribe. You can find me on all the popular platforms. All you have to do is search for VA Tips, Tricks, and Advice. You can find me on Google and Spotify and Pandora and iHeartRadio and all the other popular podcasting platforms. So please feel free to sign up. I release these every week. So thanks for listening, and I'll see you guys next week.